You're ready?
Podcast!
So welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. I'm Pau. My Twitter handle is IconPicFix.
I'm Dane. My Twitter handle is IconFastFiction.
And with us today is PD Nick!
Yay! Hi guys, I'm back. And my Twitter handle is fanatic. Okay. Anyway, hanapin niyo na lang si Icon Fast Fiction. Kasi Icon Big Fix, nandun lang din ako. Nandun ko nun din. So hi guys, I'm back.
Yeah. So huwag kayong magtataka because we're eating stuff.
Also well, coffee.
Yeah. Coffee yeah. And drinking it's water. So today, we're doing a special episode on 11-11. So, kung
not choppy day. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, sobrang daming ads. In, like,
please.
All that, pop-up.
Like, all my apps.
Even in YouTube. Oh my God. Lagi akong nahihit ng
ads. Always on YouTube. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Tapos, unskippable siya.
Mm-hmm. Unskippable
oh, yeah.
Siya.
Actually, nakalinsan na makita si Manny Pacquiao.
Exactly.
Yeah,
oh my God.
As in. Lalo na dahil nakita si Jinky,
tsaka
si Jichangwo. Another yeah. thing. Another, ano. But this is not the time. That's for a different podcast.
True. Okay. We digress. We haven't even started.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're going to have a special episode today, which is we commemorate the November 11, 2018 memories in which Icon came to the Philippines, to Manila particularly, for a concert.
Yay! Oh, it's our first concert yeah. in Manila.
It's the first anniversary yes. on 11-11.
Yes.
So, oh, and it's Pepper Roday, right?
It also yes. is Pepper Roday. Yes. Yeah. It used to be just Pepper Roday to me, 11-11. But as of also, last year...
And also Lazada.
CLD. But as of last year, I only know hashtag icon in Manila. For 11-11.
Exactly. I practically forgot that it was Pepper Roday, to right? be honest.
But nothing else matters.
But of course, you have to remember that since it's Pepper Roday on that day, during that time while we were lining up
yes.
for the sound check, someone distributed a good Pepper to, ano, to the
yeah.
people.
Yes.
So thank you.
Whoever you are.
Whoever
you
forgot,
are.
Though.
Yeah.
I think the packaging,
yeah.
picture, but I can't remember
yeah, I think
the
packaging has her name. But yeah. Thank you for the packaging.
And in all fairness, gutom kami nun, so yun yung kinain na.
Yes.
It was an energy food for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting excited. Just
what
about.
Ano ba? Ano ba ang ating memories or what are our memories of 11-11? What did we do?
Yeah. It was actually really that entire weekend, eh, parang we devoted it na to Icon.
Except for me, because I had a class that day.
Yeah.
Minamadali ko yung sarili ko sa klase, kasi yun na yun nasa isip ko.
Yeah. So the concert was a Sunday, pero Saturday pa lang, we met up na to mentally prepare. Mentally and emotionally prepare. For the
physical,
concert.
We are prepared, but like mentally and emotionally, we're not.
We're yeah. treating this as if it's the first time that we see them, actually.
That's been
yeah.
month.
For sure, it's a different thing, because it's their first time in Manila.
Yes.
So, talang, grabe, don't think of anything else. This is Icon. Saturday, yeah. Sunday is Icon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Pero like that time, how many times have you seen them, PD Nim?
No, 2 times na prior. I think 2 times
yeah,
prior.
Yeah, because you did
the debut show.
Debut showcase in Singapore.
Right.
And then
I saw them Singapore and Taiwan like a couple of months ago. So, kaya parang I was bracing myself because I knew it was gonna be great. Because grabe, medyo memorized ko yung setlist nila from Taiwan.
Dean was riding off from a high from Taiwan.
Yeah. Yes.
So she was so super excited. Like, that like, oh my God, ready. I'm gonna see the Manila version of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So ako lang yung olets kasi once ko lang sila nakikita.
But
then, you know, the excitement.
Makabawi ka naman.
Ah, makabawi naman. Balang araw. Okay. So, were we trying to expect anything? Dane has expectations because she was in Taiwan, like,
yeah.
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
A month before? Or
like two. September.
Yeah, two months before.
Almost yeah. 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that it was a great show because the set list was, I felt sobrang great. Because the fact that I didn't intend to memorize the songs, mm-hmm. but because I was so engrossed in Taiwan when watching them, na memorized ko talaga yung set list. But it just sobrang tumatak siya sa akin. So, it was good. But I don't think I knew na may mga fan projects.
Yeah, me too.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think fan project. Shepard, so I'm not sure even like leading up to it, if I even tried to think like, oh my god, I'm gonna see Icon this weekend, maybe dahil rin sa trabaho or whatever. I can't remember even reviewing the set list.
The set list.
Mm. I think if ever I reviewed it, maybe.
I don't think we have a set list in Spotify back then. Because we usually
do
that, right?
I didn't make one, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We, no. I didn't.
Because I knew it in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, so never ako nag-prepare, yeah. I think. Kasi slightly confident naman din ako that I know the songs. Mm. And then for some reason nga, we didn't. Yeah, well, we'll get to that then later regarding the fan projects. Kasi wala din akong prior knowledge of the fan projects. Although we don't usually din kasi. Then we lead busy lives.
Yeah.
Hindi siya part ng concert prep namin to like look up like if there are like special fan projects. Usually we just look them up like a day before
or even
the actual
at
day
at
yeah,
the concert,
at that moment.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and I
so,
feel
yeah.
like this again my Nuna fan brain. But parang the times na I remember us going to concert K-pop concerts in Manila. Hindi pa sobrang intense
yeah,
yung fan projects. Because
right.
we had
before.
A bit of a break na parang
yeah.
we didn't go to Manila concerts anymore and it was always kind of out of the country somehow.
Yeah.
And parang, so yeah. So
yeah, we're very selective in terms of the
K-pop
concerts that we go to in Manila.
Yeah.
Kasi I think most of people know na kind of pricey talaga Manila concert tickets. So
and as titas, we don't like lining up.
Yun pa. So, yeah, so since hindi yung level of love is a battlefield natin.
Oh yeah.
Parang
talagang,
we've been through that
yeah,
already.
We've done that already.
Yeah.
Hey, we had that phase and it wasn't even that much, I mean, that expensive at that time.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So ngayon na may costly na nga and then major love is a battlefield then. So parang yeah. tipong, I can't go through this anymore. So we're paying even more just to be slightly comfortable compared to the others.
And you get a trip pa.
Yeah, in terms of the concert experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we usually go abroad. So and
we totally sound like Lola.
Back in my day.
Yeah,
yeah.
K-pop fangirling was like 7,000 lang yung peso. 7,000 lang yung Super Junior 3.
Yeah, I mean
mosh pit ka na.
No, it's Super Show 2.
Was it 2?
It was Super Show 2.
Oh my gosh!
Our first K-pop concert was Super Show 2, which is the first K-pop concert, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah.
First
in
Happy
the Philippines.
And Happy C.
Yeah.
And first
in
the Philippines.
But I mean, it's not pulp yet during the
Not
yeah,
yet.
It
yeah.
wasn't
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
So.
And
so
we made banners,
banners
using freaking cartolina. We didn't even print out stuff, right?
Yeah,
oh my god.
Poor pa tayo, level of purita pa tayo.
And then we camped out.
Yeah, we camped
and
out.
And we had like, was it newspapers or cardboard?
Like outside Araneta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take turns going to the bathroom at Wendy's.
I know. So buka tas mo. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
We digress again. So yeah. So anyway. So yeah. So in other words, we're just honed in on that weekend.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Icon.
Just devote that weekend.
Yeah. So what did we do the day before?
So November 10.
Yeah.
November 10, yeah. So we wanted to do a staycation so that we're comfortable in the man.
And
yeah.
it was Dane's fault.
it was Dane's fault. Yeah,
Dane's
I just wanted to check in. So we stayed in Soler.
Yeah.
It was a good room.
Yeah.
It was a good room, yeah.
It was, and well, sort of a side note, but PD Nim and I hadn't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah, I think
because
so.
You had come from a trip. And
yeah.
so we a lot of our time, actually, we spoke about your trip then. So we didn't even talk about Icon that much.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, and we were waiting for Pao.
Yes.
Yeah.
To finish her class.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're like, oh, this is a nice room. Then we just caught up with each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, we didn't even talk about
we
Icon.
We watched Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Because on TV.
Him
came from
that
Scotland.
That was our way of, you know, not stressing ourselves.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
because the week before, I just came from UK.
Yeah.
I just came from Scotland.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's the bulk of it. So, like, we didn't even, like, make sure, like, what time this Icon arrived.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Parang we just found out because, and we didn't have Stan Twitter back then.
Not yet.
Oh yeah,
not
exactly.
Yet.
So that's the reason why we haven't really actively checked out if they have arrived, where they are they checked in. Dane actually
I was using
tried
my personal Twitter
yeah.
to get into to stan Twitter na. Yeah. So like, I briefly considered, because I remember na there was a fan project na they were pooling all of the gifts for the boys and they were staying in another like condo or something, medyo nearby lang. And I briefly considered, man, I wanna buy June alcohol. But number yeah, one, Papa. I wasn't sure if ma-judge ako na grabe alcohol yung bigay. And then, and yan, I didn't wanna tell you guys because I thought
no,
I was worried you would judge me. Or did I tell you?
You were actually asking us if we're game to do it.
But that was like after the fact-ish na. Or like,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we actually had dinner in the hotel room. We had Shakey's delivery.
Yeah, we had Shakey's delivery. Oh, we had wine.
And, like, and thank you, Pao, because after class, you bought wine.
Yeah, I bought wine. Yeah. Bring to us. I actually bought, like, 2 bottles yata. And then, we were discussing whether, mauubos ba natin to?
Yeah.
I think I also bought soju, like, a bottle. I think I bought, like, 2 bottles of wine and a soju. Tapos parang, and we will not finish this because tomorrow is the concert and we're all tired, blah, blah, blah. But then again, guess what?
Napatang 2 hours.
So, mabitin.
With pizza and mojos and chicken,
yeah.
Wine and yeah. Soju, yeah.
And weirdly enough, I don't think we even talked about Icon even.
I remember when Jinan posted June eating spaghetti sa airport.
Yeah.
And he was saying na parang he's eating a lot for you, blah, blah. So we did kind of monitor it. Yeah. And then tried to monitor when they arrived.
Yeah.
And I remember being so amazed na, oh my gosh, people are at the airport. They're live streaming it. Mm-hmm. Again, this is our kind of
And K-pop we found out that they're here because Yun Young posted like, Pinaka. Which is really weird.
So I think that was the only time, which was like late at night, when
we found we kind out, of right?
got into the Icon zone.
So this is the tired noon na talk. Like, I cannot go again, mommy sa battlefield. So, uh-oh. I mean, good
this
job, guys.
This room is too nice.
Props to those who are, who went there.
Pero kind of, hindi masyado, I mean, like, Icon never got to go close to the fans.
Grabe
yung security.
And but they were so organized.
They were so organized and very behaved.
And singing love scenario.
Yeah. While waiting for the boys to come out.
There was that picture of that security, airport security, who was covering his ears na kasi sobrang lakas ng screams. And then, like, people made fun of it for a while. And parang, oh, you're adorable, kuya, sorry. But anyway, that was funny. That's
so, but I think, they arrived late na yun, late at night.
Yeah.
And then, I think, ready na kaming matulog, no? Pagkatapos namin uminom ng wine, ready na kaming matulog.
Yeah.
And then, we opted to check out early.
Yeah.
So we can scout the area. Yeah. Like, where to eat and where to hang out.
And, like, because we needed to line up, so...
Yeah, for sound check.
For sound check,
So we were like, okay, let's wake up early. And
I remember, ako yata yung huling naligo nun.
I woke up so early. And by the time you guys woke up, I had already showered.
Yeah,
and I just went to sleep again. But like, that never happens. When we go on trips, well, I do wake up early, but then I stay in bed and wait for someone else to shower. But with Icon, I was like, I'm waking up, I'm taking a shower. And I think I ate like cold pizza. Meron pang natira.
Oh,
Yung pizza na lang yun natira. Hindi yung alcohol.
Wala na. And then, so we went to Moa Arena earlier.
Yes, kasi I was worried about parking din. So parang, hoy, punta na tayo ng maaga.
May favorite parking spot kasi si Dane.
I just want like a good spot. So,
and then, we looked for a breakfast place. So obviously, first stop, CBTL. Pero,
but we all know that everyone's there. Makikita mo talaga na everyone's like fangirling. And then, doon natin na notice na parang, why is everyone wearing red or black? And then, misplaced kami. I forget, I think I was wearing black. I can't remember, to be honest.
Can't remember also.
But I was wearing gray.
Yeah.
Dane was wearing
I was wearing my
shirt.
Yeah.
From the Taiwan concert. But I had a jacket on. So I was super shy and I didn't want to be identified as an iconic
right now.
It was a previous life. I've changed.
Wow, you've changed. Nagiyak ka pa rin nung
nasa
airports.
I know.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Some things never change.
So dahil lahat sila, alas yun, we didn't know that there was an announcement that the concert goers should wear red or black.
I think it was Dong Hyuk said.
Yeah. So here we are, the three little Nunas, misplaced and lost. Why is everyone wearing this collar? And then, yeah, so we found out eventually. And then, so sabi namin, eh, wala eh, ito na yung suot namin. Oh. So I just might as well get the thing going. And then,
and we didn't have light sticks.
Yeah, we didn't have light sticks.
Yeah, we don't have combats. No.
Yeah.
We, I think I was toying with the idea of
buying
I was one. Considering it too. Yeah.
But then, we realized now we have to line up for sound check. And lining up also for merch is quite
without even the assurance that there would be stock by the time we
And I think our window is like mga less than an hour, definitely.
Yeah, so from not
the,
visible.
Yeah, for the opening of the merch and
sound check.
Yeah. So kinda
tight.
We have to pick one.
Yeah. We had a pretty long breakfast.
Yeah. In fairness, masarap yung breakfast ng Mary Grace.
Sino mga tita kami?
Oh, dahil tita.
Dahil tita kami. Sa Mary Grace kami kumain.
I think I'm overloaded on coffee or something. Because I think this is gonna be a long day.
Yeah, it's gonna
be. Yeah.
And then, I think,
I was controlling my fluid intake. I wanna go
to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah.
Because I also remember that I traded my Hanbin photo card to a Bobby photo card.
Yeah.
I can't remember what album it was, but shucks, I'm a merch
new
person.
Kids.
But I forgot. Yeah, New Kids.
Oh, okay.
So I traded my Hanbin. Yeah. So pinahaplos ko muna kay PD Nim yung Hanbin ko.
Tapos I gave her then my my BI pin that I bought from the showcase.
The CB showcase.
So, in fairness, she was very thankful.
And Pao, see how much you've changed also. Like, Hanbin wasn't even in your radar then that you know, traded.
It was like,
it was all Bobby for you then. And then,
Oh, kasi it was, back then, my top three was.
Okay, let's do this.
So, my top three back then was, sobrang funny because sila yung bumangka talaga that day. So it was Bobby, Jinan, and Yunyoung.
Perfect.
Yeah. And all of them were very active on, you know, like during the men's.
Okay.
Who was your
mine was already like Double B and June. Kasi si June nung Taiwan talaga, parang he wasn't the tadpole he was in Singapore or in Mix and Match. Parang sobrang nag-change yung arpa. He grew up na talaga. So by Manila, I was ready. but we'll see what we'll tell you what happens after.
Okay. Yeah. How about you, PD Nim?
No, it's still the same. So Hanbin, Bobby. So actually, yung pangatlo ko, diba si June Wedding.
Yeah.
Because of the talent, not really. Yung effect niya to my hormones, but never naman nag-iba.
So ako lang talaga yung may limang bias dito.
Super loyal.
Yeah. So. I think there was a Yunyoung phase super early on, for a while lang.
After Icon TV kasi parang
I disowned him. Icon TV.
And the Chanu,
grew in more ways. No, he grew in my heart.
Wow.
Okay. Again, different episode.
Okay.
We lined up
sound check.
Yeah.
Because we had to claim the,
I
lost her
bracelet.
Lost her bracelet.
Yeah, and after. I know. Anyway. Yeah.
We had the tutorial of how to remove it without cutting it.
Because it was really like, I didn't want to cut it because it's too pretty.
Yeah. Too precious.
We lined up for quite a long time, no? Hindi siya yung tipong 1 hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was long. I think that was like almost two hours.
Yeah.
And by the time we got there, medyo mahaba na yung line. So, people were there much earlier. And this wasn't too late in the day, right? Like, maybe...
I mean, like...
10? 11?
I think, no. I think we're allowed to line up sometime. If not 11:30, 12.
Yeah.
And then, I think we lined up around the 10.
Yeah.
But at that time, marami ng layers na talaga.
Yeah, naka-snake na yung layers.
Oh, in fairness, yun yan, actually, ito rin yung parang testament din to how long na talaga tayo last na nanood ng K-pop concert in Manila. Kasi talagang sobrang saludo ko. I guess nga kasi first ako, pulp din kasi
yeah,
has a lot of K-pop concerts. Talagang major best practices level na talaga. Yung, yes, yung how they conduct it.
Yes, as sobra. Yung parang organized.
Tipong, like yung like end of sound check na may staff na who will mark that this is the end, right, of the night.
Right.
Parang tas kunyari may mga, but still ensuring na may steady flow of people who wanted to pass through but not lining into the,
yeah,
sound
not
check.
Blocking, right, the, yeah, way.
And then for example for the parts ng line na merong gap kasi there's a structure or whatever, may briefing talaga to the person right before and the person right after,
right,
para wala talaga makasingit. Yeah. As in, all of those things, oh my God, yeah, if this
wala
was like...
dati.
Wala lang dati. Oh my God, walang ganun dati. Kaya ganun. Mas maraming injustice. Although to be honest, nung gumalaw din yung soundcheck, may mga injustice din na naganap. Pero at least mas ano, dahil matanda na din ako to, may major thinking level na, tete, oh please, don't do, wag sa akin.
Wag ako.
Wag ako. Wag ako. Wag kang sumingit sa akin. Hanap ka na ibang kalaban.
Oh my gosh, can I just say, feeling ko magbago na yung title nito to The Titas Go To hashtag icon in
the
yeah,
you know, The Tita Experience. Yeah. Para tipong ibang level na of ano, yung level of gusgusin natin. Hindi siya pareho ng mga
hindi na,
younger.
Hindi na kaya.
Or, you know what? For our younger listeners, you can get tips from this podcast.
Yeah. How to age, hopefully gracefully,
in K-pop.
I mean, like, or at least man lang. You know, I mean, as you grow older, I mean, hahaba din career nyo. Hopefully naman, you'll be economically better. You'll also get to spend more and also experience, like, have a different experience.
Yeah.
Of course, you have more... I mean, well, let's face it, parang you also have more money to spend.
Yeah.
And you can be more parang picky, or you can afford more, yes, you know, types of experiences when it,
right,
comes to,
exactly,
a K-pop concert. So, yeah.
Look
so,
forward to that.
Yeah, look forward to that, guys.
That's our tip.
Yeah, that's our tip. I mean, it will happen. It will happen.
and appreciate where you are now and how the K-pop scene is. I know it's, like, not the best, but still.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I still remember the super show na parang coming into the... Parang from the... Kasi Araneta pa to, guys.
Uh-oh.
So, like, the hallway coming into...
Yeah!
Parang siyang Battle of Helm's Deep. That's a Lord of the Rings reference.
Yeah. I hope you got it, kids! Lord of the Rings, please. So, yeah, it's like Battle of Helm's Deep. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
what line? There's no line.
I mean, we just found each other, like, our group of friends. Nung nasa mosh pit na. Pero parang...
Kahiwahiwalay
din kami. It was a battle. Yeah.
Like trying to enter Araneta, like I have to tilt my face up because I cannot seriously breathe. Like if I'm just ganun levels,
yeah,
and then you cannot move. Well, actually, you cannot move. So
ipapadala ka lang. Ipapadala ka. Very Jon Snow in Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah. Mas relate sa doon. Yeah, ganun level. So yun lang. So anyway, so super. Our point is super organized.
It's gotten so much better now, guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure marami pa rin na, you know, very...
different set of problems.
Yeah, right, different set of problems. But, I'm sure, and then, of course, there are some people who are gonna take advantage, but at least the system minimizes that.
Yes.
And to
unlike
be honest.
Before.
Yeah. And to be fair, I feel the fans also are much more disciplined.
Well, for this fandom, to be honest.
Yeah, for this fandom. I think so, too.
I don't know. Really props to pop. Because I've attended, I don't know about you guys, but I've attended K-pop concerts of different handlers and agencies. So, I have to say that pop really does listen to their, you know, to their customers,
that's
to their
true.
Users. And at the same time, so Happy would eventually, like, improve unti-unti. And, yun nga, like what Dane and PD Nim are saying, it's really organized that way now. Compared to before.
Super.
So, hindi na kayo mamamatay sa mushroom.
Well, I think medyo meron pa rin.
I mean, like, siguro in the moment na. I mean, yung suffering mo during the concert.
Yeah.
I mean, yung parang leading up to it, parang mga
ka. Papasok ka pa lang.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then yun nga, parang, I just wanna reiterate na, parang nagulat din kami na sobrang nice nung Iconics. Sobrang disciplined and like friendly towards each other. Like
I remember when we were lining up for the sound check. They were actually giving out the banners. all the different members.
The sticker, the Jinan
sticker. The, heart, the heart sticker on the cheek. And then there was the point where they distributed the yellow cloth. Yeah. In which, parang, oh, okay, so okay, ano to? Yeah. So parang, ah, okay, sige, just stuff it in my bag.
If I'm being honest, there are all these things that were coming in, daming merch and for projects. But in my head, I was kind of skeptical na mangyayari siya. Because nga, the concerts I'd been to before earlier in Manila, parang, never natutuloy. Kasi everyone was just too excited to scream and cheer for everyone. Na parang, walang organized
effort.
So I was kind of coming into it skeptical. So imagine the surprise after.
Oh, later.
Good payoff.
Yeah, I know. Tsaka dito na yung talaga, well, not really first taste, pero kasi talaga doon na na-feel namin yung pagkanuna namin. Kasi, oh my God, ang galing na talaga mag-fan chant ng mga Pinoy.
I know!
Kasi lang dati, sobrang, well, ako admittedly, kasi ano ako eh, parang pagdating sa ganito, may pag, parang crowd goer ako. Parang, kuma, sisigaw lang ako, there's not a fan chance. Parang hindi ako mag-initiate. Like, I'll do it if everyone is really doing it. So there was a time, again, nung years ago, na a lot of the fan groups are really trying to get the fan chant going. Yeah. Pero kasi hindi naman kasi talaga siya part nung fan culture before. I mean, hindi pa siya prevalent. So never really caught on. Like, like there's instructions prepared. I mean, lahat.
Yeah.
But it never, I mean, at least from my perspective, wala akong naririnig na fan chant.
Kasi same. Wild screams and thirsty screams, which I was a part of din naman.
Yeah, that's true. Diba?
Complicit.
So I'm like, kaya ang ano, kaya nung sound check pa lang, dun, I got a glimpse na of, I mean, I know there's a fan chat for Killing Me, pero, pero I mean, never ko siyang inaral, and then, no narinig ko na yun sa
pressure
sound
si
check.
Pininim dun.
Oh, it's a sound check that we heard the
and that was like only
in the line,
ano, diba?
At the line, right? Sa line. I mean, I mean, they're playing
while we were waiting.
Yeah, while we were waiting, diba? Nung nag-fan chat na sila, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to Google.
Yeah,
they are ready.
We were cramming.
Oh yeah,
cramming the fan chat.
And we had cheat sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, for definitely. Ako, sorry. Baka iba yung masabi natin.
Even that, kasi there was like a cheat sheet, diba, that they provided. Tapos parang simplified na yung how to pronounce the Korean words. So parang with really with a Filipino fan in mind na okay, mahirap i-pronounce. So parang
but not all fan chants were there.
Oh yeah, just not
in
all
some,
but,
yeah, it some, was just
at some point we had to Google most of the fan
or maybe it was the lyrics to Love Scenario that was there.
No, I mean the lyrics to the in-between.
Yeah, the in-between.
Right.
Okay. So, what's the memory of the sound check?
Oh, yeah. So, we got in.
Oh my gosh, our battle plan pa dapat.
What's our battle plan?
Because now we're like tita slash nina.
Yeah. Like, we won't press.
We're like, let's not do like that.
Sa likod. We will just watch from afar. But everything was was broken. And
to be fair, because from experience naman, because we. So, PD Nim and I have a shared memory of being at the first Big Bang sound check.
Yes.
In Manila.
Yes.
PD Nim will name her firstborn after me.
Because of it. But unfortunately, looks like the firstborn.
Maybe that's the reason why there's no firstborn yet.
I have jinxed it.
Because.
Wow. And at the Big Bang sound check, we were like standing pretty further away naman. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't, we weren't clamoring to go up front. And we had got a good view, ganyan.
Yeah.
So we figured it'd be the same naman.
Let's have the other fans have their moment, like, nearer the stage. Yeah. Because, like, of course, it's elevated naman din. Mm. And then, given na hindi naman siya regular mosh pit, only a selected number of people yung soundcheck, malabo naman na obstructed yung view mo. So I'm like, let's go back.
You can find a spot.
But then we entered, I'm like, actually, hindi ganun kadami din kasi nasa sound check. Yeah. So.
And kasi when they reorganized the line right before the doors,
yeah,
we were first in like letter.
Yeah,
but it might have been letter D. And I was like, obviously, my name's there, like, oh my gosh, this is a sign. Okay, let's fight for this now. we've been given an opportunity.
Kasi, parang nag-heighten na. Tsaka you can really feel the excitement of the people before we enter. Yeah. I mean, nandun tayo sa parang holding area of seats. Before this.
And we had never seen them that close then eh. I mean,
So, parang,
that was the thing that's like,
I think that's it din talaga. Yeah, we never seen them that super close.
Yeah.
So, yun, magpasok natin there. Actually, I was overwhelmed kasi nga, I haven't prepared. I don't know what the set looks like in the first place. So, when I saw like all the red, like, oh, no, it's so nice. Yeah. Wow. And then, yeah, when they, and then, yun din, I guess, yun nga, in terms of the part, to that point ngayon about the evolution of the fan experience na pwede ka nang maglabas ng cellphone during a sound
check.
I'm like, what?
What happened?
Saan nang galing to, guys?
And kaya, I think yun, mas doon ako na-excite kasi when I saw people, like, ayun nga, again, hindi tayo prepared. So, dito lang ako tumingin ng mga instructions.
Yeah.
So, talagang, when people started
pulling out their phones,
and I'm like, what the? We can do this? And I'm like, this before. When
before bawal.
Wait, before bawal.
Bawal talaga. Bawal talaga.
So I'm like, yeah, bro, oh my god, so you mean I can get this and documentation?
So this is like total ROI, guys.
Super.
So how was the experience when they forgot what they sang?
They sang Jerk.
Oh,
yeah, I remember.
They sang, ano muna, Love Scenario as usual.
Yeah.
Well, for me, kasi si Bobby sa plado eh. Nandun lang siya sa stage. Pero, yung kinilig ako, si Yunyoung. Yunyoung was actually really doing all the fan service. Like, sitting at the edge of the stage and saying hi to the fans.
Yeah, shades on.
And shades on. And I think, even Chanu. Chanu kept on entering the extended stage.
Glow again, glow.
Grabe. I know.
Like, bare face, probably.
Yeah.
But like,
yung mga bias namin, super walang kwenta.
Oh
si Hanbin.
Yes. No, I mean, Hanbin, well, all of my pictures during the soundcheck were just Hanbin.
This is PD Nim's loyalty talaga.
Oh my god, as in, unwavering. I think I had, like, a picture of, like, of all seven.
So,
and then the rest are like Hanbin pictures.
Hanbin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think one Chanwoo, because I think we had, again, we had a moment. Again, I would like to assert from the my other guesting that we had a moment.
You should put that in your Stan Twitter profile.
Chanwoo,
like
and
the moment.
Like, diba, fight me on this. Like,
Chanwoo and I had
a moment. You can't take that away from me.
Yeah. I know what I saw.
Yeah. But yeah.
No,
so
yeah. I was too scared to look at Hanbin in the eyes.
So, oh my god. Actually,
he was actually really sizing the crowd.
Actually, yun din. Parang tipong is doing his
Jack Sparrow. Signature pose niya. Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. That's his move during that time. And then you can really see that he's observing. And I'm like, oh no, I hope that we're worth it.
I was really worried. It's like, I don't want to disappoint him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Even if he took my money.
I don't know how
even if I paid for this outright privilege. It's a privilege to be in his presence.
Correct.
Exactly.
And when he was doing that, you really have to behave like,
yeah.
No matter how much scream do you want to do, you just have to behave.
At least people got to scream for a while. Dude, sorry, again, ito naman, take me back. Na in the Big Bang soundtrack, as in talagang tahimik. As in,
oh my god. Yes.
As in, parang, you didn't know what to do.
Like, how do you behave?
How does this work?
I'm not sure if it's even the first time there's a sound check in a K-pop concert.
Parang rare pa siya.
And only YG does.
Yeah, during that time. Yeah. So, if not the first, one of the first time there's a sound check on a K-pop concert in Manila.
Yes.
So, sure talaga ako nun. Kasi at that time,
the
first Big Bang concert, konti pa rin talaga din yung mga K-pop concert.
But so, and that was big K-pop concert in Manila.
Yeah, that was a big one. At that time, like, oh my god, as in, antahimik. Kasi you don't know, like, if you scream, you'll be the only one screaming. So, ano mo yun, baka titigyan ka ni Pop. Just okay lang.
and even that sound check was like a legitimate sound check in that they're really talking to the sound guy. Like, Big Bang was talking to the sound guys, fixing their audio. It wasn't like they were performing for the people there. It was just, we're gonna do our thing and you guys have the privilege to stay there and sort of watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And the night, like, Taeyang was super nice. So he was the one. He was the Yunyoung.
Oh, he was like the fan
reaching
service
out.
Guy. He went down the stage during the sound check. Yes. So we're like literally 1 meter away from Taeyang.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, no makeup. And then they're really talking in Korean as regards to technical.
Yeah.
So for me, that's the super legitimate.
Yeah.
Sound check.
And then see top, like Bobby, but he also stayed like at the back.
Yeah.
At the back there.
Yeah.
Tagal
bago siya
nagpak.
Yeah.
To the people.
So.
Si
June
yung pinaka.
Oh, wow. Si June. Oh my gosh. She parang just like covered up like. Are you even really June? I mean, of course he is, but like, I mean, you can tell from his voice, like, there's no denying. Once sound came out of his mouth, yeah, like, oh yeah, that's really June. But so funny, na parang sobrang covered up niya talaga. So, so fine.
Yeah. Naka bucket hat siya nun, right?
Yeah, and like a mask and like a long sleeve shirt or something. Mm-hmm.
Parang batik.
Yeah, pero grabe yung boses niya parang talaga. So parang, wow, kahit sound check, parang, wow, like, mm-hmm. That's really what you sound like. So, yeah, I thought that was cool. But, si Chani talaga yung MVP of the soundcheck for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just stunned by
it's Chanu.
His face.
For me, it's Chanu and then Yoon Young because of his fan service.
Yeah, yeah. I think yeah. Jinan also and was fan service-y. And Dong Hyuk.
Pero yun nga, yun lang. Suplado yung iba.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yung
faves natin
Suplado.
Yung faves
natin Suplado.
So, yeah. Wala po kaming nakuha dun.
Yeah. But Chanu talaga. As in, yun talaga yung parang, oh my gosh. I don't know why. I mean, I always knew he was handsome, but I never really, like in Singapore, I don't remember him that much. Pero yeah. No sound check. Mm-hmm. And then he was wearing that shirt na butas-butas na he wore in his vlog.
Yeah.
He was eating halo-halo.
Right,
so
that
was
right.
What he was wearing. Yeah. So
there. Fun. And then after sound check, we did our tradition.
So yeah, we were also very hungry because by this time
we only ate the breakfast
and the pepper roll.
Yeah.
Actually, I hadn't eaten mine yet, but I was saving it. I don't remember. Yeah. A fairly recent K-pop concert tradition we do is.
Wait, it's not fairly recent, but.
Oh yeah, not.
We've been doing it since 2014.
14? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a long time now.
So
what is it?
We have this tradition, in which. We have to drink alcohol before, particularly tequila. We had to down a shot of tequila before going in the concert.
Yeah.
So
obviously, mangiinom na to yung mga tita.
Yeah.
So
from the night before. But then again, so we did it for Big Bang, right?
We did it for Big Bang.
We did it for.
Did it for EXO.
And then.
And there's a bar, kasi in.
The second floor.
The ate bartender
actually already knew us. Because we are always buying alcohol for the concert shots.
Yeah.
So we got disappointed because apparently since it's a K-pop concert and most of the attendees are younger than us, so they opted to close the bar.
Yes.
But they're still selling beer. But we had to line up sa lunch
parang
place,
yeah.
Yung mga burger area.
Sa manisyon.
Yeah. So, nakakatawa, because I remember, instead of drinking it from the can, we were drinking it with a straw.
Isn't it in a cup? Like a super long cup?
Yeah,
super long
and then may straw tayo.
And guys, we got 2 cups each.
Yeah! Oh my god! Yeah! OMG! Yes!
2 cups, like super, like extra big, what do you call that? Like a grande.
Like a
whatever.
Grande level. Like yeah. I think venti.
Venti, actually. Like, sorry.
Venti levels.
Venti. Na red horse.
Na red horse.
I think we ran out of one. Like, no, I mean, like, one on red horse.
Sa parang.
Oh, yeah, so we had to reset. Yeah.
I was so sad, but. Like, yeah. Oh my god! Like, I don't know.
But I think we did, like, one San Mig and one red horse.
Para fish na lang.
Para fair.
Para fair. Kasi, like, I want to be buzzed, like yung tamang buzz.
Yeah,
And you know, San Mig Light won't do
it. It's not gonna do anything.
That's the reason why we always down a tequila shot.
Yeah, we're fun.
So I'm like Red Horse, then ubus na. I'm like, how dare they?
Wala pa eh. Wala. It's not even like and it hasn't even reached my brain yet.
Yeah,
but
and you're coming from a high from the sound check na.
Exactly.
So we're so pumped
right.
na. And yes. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna have my alcohol before the actual concert. You're like, no.
But then thank you, kids, because of you guys, we didn't have our alcohol fix.
Can you imagine kung may
if
buzz
we had
pala?
That, oh my gosh, that would have been insane.
Yeah.
That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Crazier.
Tapos yeah. I think kasama natin sa line yung mga SRO or nakahiwalay sila. Like the line
yeah, they were trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's the kind of mahirap. Because like, they came in late. Because for us,
may seats na tayo. Yeah.
No, as and aside from that, we were already in the venue. So all the sound check tapos were already inside. Yes, yes. And then eventually, like when people started to be ushered in the arena,
yeah.
So they were trying to figure out what the lines were.
Yeah, because usually we sit at the bar area until it starts.
So, because we have seats.
But since nga wala tayong option, we lined up na kahit na naka-reserve we opted to just go na lang talaga to our section and sit down on the floor and wait.
Yeah. But the SRO kasi they didn't know what the system was. Yeah. They were trying to figure it out.
Yeah. But then, I think, Arena did well.
Nice naman, so, naging two lines, diba? Like, people who had reserve seats and people na SRO. Kasi, syempre, yung SRO, pautahan sila.
At saka, last silang papasok talaga.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yung pa. Yes, correct, correct.
So, I mean, like, their order matters.
Yes, yes.
So, yun lang. Yeah. So, we went towards
We went to our seats. Actually, we took precious time walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
Because we already have reserve seating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's actually a pro tip from the Ditas of K-pop. Get a seated, reserve seating.
Yeah.
And then I remember when we got in, hindi pa siya nag-start kagad.
Oh, yeah.
There were MVs, no?
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before in the Japan concert that we went to previously. When the MVs are playing, people are going crazy here in Manila. Yeah. But in Japan, it was like, they're parang kasalanan na sumigaw. Pero sa Manila, I think yun na, iba talaga yung And then,
even in Taiwan, they weren't screaming that much. Sanay na rin sila.
Medyo wild lang talaga yung mga
excited. And like, so you can really tell kasi first time din talaga nung icon. And so I think sobrang iba yun talaga yung excitement nung crowd na.
Oh, and I remember their ano, yung icon on na ano na I remember they were backstage. At the backstage and then they were saying, "Can you hear that scream?" So parang they got so excited about it.
Yeah. There was an energy talaga.
I know.
Iba talaga yung energy.
And in all fairness, nadala nyo kami.
Super.
Kasi hindi kami prepared.
Kasi hindi tayo lasing enough.
to be honest. Because I remembered before, pag umiinom tayo ng tequila, nagbe-beer pa tayo after.
Yeah, chase it with
so,
beer.
So, you know, medyo may buzz talaga. I actually love our buzz during the Big Bang concert. But then
that
again,
was fun.
That was fun.
That was the second Big Bang concert.
Okay.
And then eventually, nung, yun nga, wala kaming light stick. No? We didn't have any light stick. Oh, and by the way, we found the banners.
Yeah, it was
placed dun sa mga cup holders.
Yeah.
And then the sticker.
Yeah, and then
so we all got the purple sticker.
It's kind of parang tipo, we're in the purple part. Tapos yung binabasa namin. Oh, actually, hindi ko pa nakabisado din lahat ng songs kasi don't forget. That intermission.
Yeah.
So parang at the time, I don't know the song.
I know the song.
Yeah. Kaya ako parang tipo, okay, good, noted, ganyan, nalala na. So, tapos yung nga yung with the sticker and I'm like, I have no idea what this what happens in this. So we're like, okay, but I'm gonna stick lang.
Yeah.
Because it looks normal if you try to stick it at the at
if you're
your
just
phone.
One person.
And then,
I think we tested, diba?
Pero it's not like impactful.
You don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Hindi siya impactful pag mag-isa
ka. Sa'yo pa nga, parang purple ba talaga?
Exactly! Yeah,
and the lights were on pa kasi.
Yeah, that's true.
Little did we know.
I actually fell in love as soon as the lights went off because it was literally the confire.
Super.
So, OMG. That, medyo nagsisi ako dun na wala akong light stick.
Of course, being the merch girl that you
have. Okay, wala akong light stick. And this is like my second icon concert. But then, so there. Yeah. So,
and then may practice rounds of the fan chant.
I know.
Every
time that the MV plays,
Killing me pa yun, I remember. Iba na talaga. Kasi talang, this wouldn't fly talaga years ago.
Yes.
I know.
It wasn't a thing. This.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it started.
So maraming nangyari nung concert. But then,
like the concert
we'll slim
it down.
limit it down.
To the top five yeah. ba? Top Uh-oh. Five.
Yeah.
11-11 memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
For PD Nim, Dane, and Bao.
Yes.
Okay.
This is in no order.
Yeah,
in
no.
Particular.
Oh, kasi ang hirap.
It's just too much. Yeah.
We cannot even rank it like which is the best
yeah.
and
yeah.
which is like
yeah.
the.
In
the
no
list.
Particular
yeah.
order.
Yes.
Okay. So, in no particular order. So, first is the rainbow moment. The
rainbow
fan project.
Yeah.
Yun nga, like what I mentioned, it was not so impactful kapag mag-isa ka lang, nabinuksan mo yung flashlight.
Yes.
Parang, oh, okay. So, yeah. In PD Nim's words, it's. So purple ba talaga to?
Super what?
Purple ba talaga?
Ah,
so parang that was before the encore.
It was supposed
first,
to welcome them
back.
When
the,
they're back.
I mean, like,
welcome
the,
yeah.
them. What's the song? Sorry.
Just for you.
Just for you. Yes.
Yeah.
For, okay.
So when people started lighting up their phones ayun na.
Oh my gosh!
It,
yeah.
It was
parang,
it. Uh-uh. As
oh,
in, yeah. it was breathtaking.
Yeah.
I think that's the word that I'm looking
yeah.
for. It was really breathtaking.
They weren't on stage yet, so we had
yeah.
time to, like,
yeah, like
look
like,
around and
yeah.
take
yeah, and
look
also
for
tell
ourselves.
Other people, like, guys, this is the time to do it.
Uh-uh.
In case you didn't notice,
right.
I-on nyo na po yung flashlight nyo. Ganyan. Tapos,
and turn off your contacts.
Yeah, tapos, I think I shouted at people, like, turn off your contacts! I'm sorry, guys. Like,
you are.
Sorry, guys. Like, out of the three of us, I'm the one.
I really, she transformed.
I really transformed.
Yeah,
as in, talaga, tipo, I don't know you. I'm having this experience. Ganon levels.
She
in,
only knows Chan.
I only know Chan. Joke lang. Pero yun, like, ako pa nag-K-pop concert ako. I mean, us three, usually, tala, we rarely have, like, interactions with each other. Like we
yeah.
we don't usually yeah. look at each other while we're in a concert experience.
Yeah.
So talagang nakaano talaga ako. Blinders talaga.
Yeah.
So, like I'm having my concert.
Yeah.
Moment.
If anything, ako yung medyo I need to pinch or hold on to the
yeah,
person next
Dane,
to me.
Yeah.
But we don't have to talk. I just need
yeah,
emotional support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Physical
yeah.
support.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kasi nang pinapansin, like si Dane tsaka si Pao during that time. So,
walang
then,
pansinin. Galit-galit
like,
galit muna.
Kasi lalo na when they turned off the lights, kasi makakalata mo talaga yung offenders. So, tayo yung offenders, ha? Kasi diba, turn off your con. I mean, kung wala kang sticker, just be black. Be the night sky.
That's true. And everyone's supposed to get a sticker, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Made sure.
Oh, I think the one
yeah.
in the mosh pit gets to
white.
They just
get
the light.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't
yeah.
have a sticker, right?
Yeah.
So para tanggalin niyo po yung mga combat niyo.
Yeah,
mga
I think most
kuya.
Of them yun, mga nasa
right.
mosh pit na yun. Ah, kaya din, kaya ko silang sigawan. Kasi I'm right above them. So guys, turn off your combat.
CNS, PD Nim yung police.
Yeah. Ako yung police. Oh my God.
The Nuna police.
Okay. Yeah. Yung actually, side note lang to my police. Kasi yun nga, yung may mga times na we're in the seated portion. And then, of course, ang dami mga upbeat songs.
Yeah.
And then, we're all standing, like, dancing around.
Yeah.
And
is
then,
it their first round of songs are
Sino Shija,
Rhythm Ta, and Bling. No, Bling Bling first. Sino Shija, and then Rhythm Ta. So,
yeah.
parang,
really super
start
hype,
off strong,
right?
Then,
oh.
like,
hype.
Yeah.
And Rhythm Tiles was the rock version.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So like we're all standing, we're like grooving, quote unquote, ganyan.
Yeah.
And
we're
then
crazy.
Ako kasi,
like everyone.
Yeah,
else,
everyone was crazy,
yeah.
right? Pero kasi I was the one by the aisle, so
yeah.
parang tipong apparently. May mga hinaharangan ako sa kabila. Hindi ko na
tinanong. Nayaw tumayo.
Yeah.
Parang, hello, concert to, guys.
And like, na, I mean, for me, if it was a slow song, okay, fine, sige, upo na ako. Kasi
yeah.
hindi na ako tatayo on a ballad. Ano
yeah.
mo yan? Pero ano mo yan, like, super hype songs. And then, yun nga, parang, of course, I would, yun nga, parang, hindi ba kayo iconic? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Ganon.
Yeah.
So, kasi parang I would understand if it was, for example, diba, you get complimentary tickets and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Uh-oh.
We know which section yung usually yung mga ganon. Tapos,
yes.
dun mo makikita din talaga na, okay, they're not really fans.
Yeah.
Or maybe, or parang, yeah. So, I would understand siguro na baka hindi kayo. Pero, like, the people I'm blocking, I'm assuming they are iconic.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, what's wrong with you guys? So, yun lang, shout out dun sa section na yun. Kasi, talaga na, yung chant ko talaga sila. And I'm like, are you getting it?
And it was cocktail.
Yeah, it was cocktail beer that I
love.
I was so annoyed. I was so annoyed. Kasi talaga, no, tsaka ang annoying nun, kasi dahil nga, ako yung nasa aisle.
Kami lang yung nasisita.
Tayo na lang yung nasisita nung bouncer.
But like, the people to our right, for the rest of the row.
Yeah, the people on the rest of the row, they're like standing. There's one like, why won't I stand?
Yeah, it's my right.
Kaya, ayun. Kaya talagang, may mga times na, like, ako na lang umupo, sila hindi na sila umupo. Ay, hindi na sila umupo. Pero ako, minsan umupo ako. Pero once in a while, tingin talaga ako sa likod to see that, oh ano, tatayo na ba kayo? Kasi, hello, guys! Nakakaya naman, diba? Yun lang, sorry, rant over. Okay.
The funny thing is, in Japan, we were expecting na people na bawal would be.
Yes!
But,
as soon as the lights went out,
everyone
stood up.
So we were not prepared.
Like again, that section. What's wrong with you? I swear.
May galit talaga si PD nila.
As in VIP seated yung section na yun. I don't understand. As in talaga.
I don't understand. Yeah.
That's rhythm tab, bling bling, and sino si Jack.
And then cocktail. And then only you. See, oh my gosh, memory. I'm gonna cry. Because it was a really genius sentence. Like. Had been, I'm sure he did it. Like,
I really don't understand.
Like, no
pero,
dull moment.
Pero, I mean, it was for a brief time lang.
I think the hype na naman sila.
I mean, yeah, or I mean, they got the message na. And then, isn't that, what the hell? Like, diba?
Pero ang late nila ate, na parang, oh, tumayo na pala kayo after all this time.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, kasi tagal. I wouldn't expect that kasi nga from a Manila K-pop concert.
Yeah.
Kasi,
yeah.
I mean, I've been, like, in that area
we're
din.
We're pretty hyped.
In terms of the seated areas, na ganun. And I never got reprimanded
yeah,
for standing. Yeah, I was so surprised. So anyway, so yun lang. Yun lang, okay. Yeah, that's when they arrived. Yun na, diba si Bobby Price?
Oh, it's the rainbow!
Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Alam mo, yung reaction na yun, it was actually really the point at which, okay, this is
good. Mahal mo na talaga siya.
Mahal ka na parang masaya siya for us. So therefore, masaya din siya for me. So yeah. Oh, and I think in the previous podcast, I was telling Dane also na my favorite one is really the Rainbow Fan Project.
Yes.
Kasi that's where Hanbin had a huge smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, nga si June, medyo lumambot na rin siya. Hindi na siya masyadong brusko. So,
kaso wala umiyak talaga.
I was actually
seriously, kasi ako parang, if I were yung perspective nila, as I mentioned again, also in the previous podcast na, talagang I will be super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Super overwhelmed.
And ang ganda niya from, because I remember there was a, I think that was YG's,
perspective, the
perspective,
post.
Yung post niya na
from backstage.
Mm-hmm. Super ganda
kaya. Yeah,
super ganda ng rainbow. Mm,
yeah.
So,
must have been overwhelming. I mean,
yeah.
And you can really feel na talagang todo bigay sila during that song.
I know.
As in, made super effort during that song.
Yeah.
Yun yung said thank you ata during the song, right?
I forget.
Yeah, I think it's his part.
Like they screamed it.
No. Like he said thank, like after his part, like, oh, thank you. He said that. I laughed when he said thank you. It's like, this is so random. Then I realized, he was thanking people because of the Rainbow Project. I thought he was gonna say I thought he was thanking people like, I'm done, thank you. I don't know why, thank you.
No, it's such a...
Yeah, I mean,
that is so funny.
Such a random thing.
Yeah, random. I think, like, when he said,
thank you.
Yeah. Like, I remember...
That was my part. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so remember much. Chocolate during that time because I thought that was why he said thank you. Then I realized, oh no, I think he was saying thank you because of the rainbow. Anyway, yeah, I think it was Yun Young. I think it was Yun Young. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And the fact that five of them posted about it. Just goes to show.
Yung si Junae pa nun was an IG ban.
Hindi pa siya nakapag-post nun. And yeah, it's hard to please Hanbin, so you know. We understand.
Five out of seven is not a bad number.
So
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
our next top moment.
So it's the other project, which is the birthday project.
Yeah.
This one naman is my favorite. Yeah. Because to PD Nim's point, parang in Manila, parang the energy of concerts are different.
Right.
People go wild and crazy. But I feel like this was
party.
Really, like, yeah, like a party in the wild and crazy. But also, medyo organized pa rin. And literally, everyone was in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pero ibang level talaga yung hype nun. As in,
super.
I mean, super. I mean, I've been to concerts na super upbeat, major. At, yes. Again, yeah. As we mentioned.
Dancing like crazy. Yeah, I mean, yes. Like, kind of.
As we mentioned, nag-ibang tawa ko. I really legit dance. As in, yeah, yeah. Sumasayaw talaga ako. So, I've experienced those before.
Yes.
But during birthday talaga, I'm like,
iba talaga.
Tsaka, wala kang choice. Mm. Kailangan mo talaga tapatan. Kasi, there's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ganon,
yes.
As in, talaga,
all in.
Yeah, as in, talaga parang feeling mo, in-IV lahat. As in, talaga,
may caffeine. There's
grabe.
Like caffeine.
Grabe yung adrenaline.
As in, adrenaline.
Yeah, as in, pwede mo siyang i-compare
endorphins.
So like, let's say those EDM festivals, like right when the beat drops, diba?
Yeah.
Like, lahat mag, like mag-explode talaga.
Pero,
yeah.
Yung escalation.
Pero ito,
they may drop.
Parang may isang malaking drop of beat.
Oh, so drop for like,
an entire song.
4 minute drop.
Super
hindi siya chorus na drop.
Yeah, parang chorus na drop.
Actually, to be honest.
Hindi siya ganun eh.
To be honest, walang build up.
From the end. Yes, proactive.
Dude, walang build up at all. I'm like, I was like, oh my God.
And I remember
hindi pa kami nakainom niyan, guys.
Actually, yung, at least wala akong nakainom ako. It would have like dulled my senses. Like, I won't feel the pain. Because I think like midway, I felt the pain. But I'm like, there's no...
Your tita's out.
Yeah, like, but there's no other way to do it. You cannot be mediocre.
Yeah.
Not in front of Handin.
Yeah, not in front of Handin. Handin's looking at me. I have to perform.
Handin, who got himself a yellow cloth.
Yeah.
But no, how can you not?
Yeah.
How can you not?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yung view natin, I'm sure it would look awesome sa taas.
Yeah, it looks even better.
Like, I from our perspective, ang kita, at least, but I'm looking din sometimes across, because I'm looking at the icon pit. Din.
And I got
the mosh pit. Kasi ang ganda na from the mosh pit.
Yes.
Grabe, ang ganda na talaga from the mosh pit.
Red and yellow really.
Tapos, yun, and I'm also looking at them, kasi nga, yun, makita mo na talaga na, okay, they notice na talaga. What we're doing. Tapos makikita mo din, ano naman, like, of course, icon naman is always parang 100%.
Yes.
But it was like the extra spring in the
song.
Makikita mo na eh.
Nahawa na sila dun sa adrenaline.
Oh,
they
na parang
lived
people,
off
yeah. Yeah. And Bobby almost tripped.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
Very excited.
Like,
super
I'm like, excited. Oh my God. Oh. So, I could imagine yung pagkipagsapalaran ng mga taga-mosh.
The mosh
VIP standing.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God.
Gosh.
So, oh my God. Kaya, yeah. Mahirapan ako. I need space for my arms to flail.
Yeah.
Me too. Like,
right.
Yeah. I saw one fan cam na ang pwesto niya is right across me. So I can see me. Like how I move
during that
time. Oh my God, hindi ko alam to.
I think you should show us this. Yeah, we were there.
I'll show it to you guys.
We were there. We were there.
Like, kasi obviously yun nga, since hindi kami nag-dress code.
The three girls without... Combat.
Yeah. Number one, without
combat.
Yeah. Yeah, kasi ano, very, yun yeah, very noticeable. Ay, very marked talaga yung area namin. Kung saan ako nakaupo. I know where I
sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sobrang halata. So talagang when I saw a fan cam, na ang perspective niya is
right across
me.
I remember this. Okay,
yeah,
I remember this.
I'm like, oh my God, I could possibly see how I was. So I'm like, but there are times na nagpa-pan si ate. Bro, as in, there was a time na chorus, I was in the screen, and I'm like, oh my God, talaga. As in.
Pakpan ang mukha ni PD name ni Dane.
As in, talaga.
Let's blur that for a while.
Mas okay pa nga si Dane eh. Parang mas ano pa, I mean like jumping, you know.
Yeah.
Pero ako talaga, lahat ng degrees ng arms, na-cover ko na. So okay na rin natin na wala akong combat. Kasi baka tumalsik tayo.
To that point. point, there was a super funny fan cam na parang putol na yung contact niya, pero go pa rin, cheer pa rin. Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, sobrang daming mura in the background or whatever. And feeling na sobrang funny din talaga.
And at the time, in-abandon ko na talaga. Like, actually, I don't film talaga usually in concerts. Yeah. Yeah. Pero at that time, hindi ko na talaga mahawakan yung phone ko. Feeling ko maiit siya ka talaga sa motion.
I mean, like, every,
Pre-phone, guys! I saw him super hype.
Yeah, oh my god. The funny thing was, I remember when they were giving away the yellow cloth.
Yeah.
Parang sabi pa ng organizers, oh, hide it. Don't show them. Make it a surprise. But and I think it really worked. Like, I think the surprise.
Yeah.
Icon.
And it's not even like a really nice looking cloth. It's
of course, it's so damaged.
I think that's the genius of it. They found a way na cost efficient, but like, covered everyone.
Yeah.
So like,
covered everyone. It's simple instructions. But with meaning then to Icon. Kasi it's about their,
Yeah. 300.
Yeah, 300 things. So parang tipong, hindi lang nag-project ka. Pero yung project mo harks back to something talaga. Kumbaga, so they really felt
pinag-isipan
na...
Iconic talaga.
I'm sure there wasn't any doubt by that time. These are
legit
people who followed our career.
Yeah, not bandwagon, legit fans. And like the 300 TV show where that yellow cloth came from had only come out like fairly recent to the concert. So I'm sure the organizers also did it medyo last minute. So the fact that they pulled it off and it was so brilliantly pulled off. Parang,
oh
my god. It's
really magic. Salamat talaga
Thank
sa Divisoria.
Yeah.
Divisoria for all your
talk. And the fan and the organizers.
Yeah.
Props
I forgot if the initial instructions was chorus. I forgot eh. Kung...
Basta alam ko birthday.
Birthday.
You have to bring it
kasi
out.
Kasi parang nagulat ako kasi they brought it out agad. Parang for some reason sa utak ko, ang tumatak sa akin is during chorus siya ilalabas.
Mm.
So parang nung naglabasan na, of course everyone started noticing na, siyempre naglabasan na talaga. Yung yellow cloth, yun nga. And then, yun ang pinakamalami kong pinanood na fan cams.
I know.
Kasi,
birthday,
kasi yun nga, kahit na, although sayang wala, obviously, I can't expect people in VIP standing to have fan cams of that. So, ang nakikita ko lang, yung mga seated.
Ang ganda, yung mga nasa taas talaga.
Pero kasi, at least, from their perspective kasi, like, you see them, you see the progression of parang the Icon members' faces to realize that there's some reacting.
Yeah.
Pero I bet it would have been nicer from the VIP standing area.
Oh, and also the banner. I remember the the time that we lifted. That was for the Rainbow Project. And then just to sing it, yung banner nun, kasi it was a slang, right?
Yeah, there was a curse word or something like you're worth the wait.
You're effing worth the wait.
So, and they appreciate like even that, right? Mm-hmm. Like the boys appreciated. Na parang, who taught you this? Like it was so culture like. Yeah, so it's colloquial.
You're not supposed to like know that because that's like a Korean slang.
Yeah. But then they really thought it through for them.
Yeah,
for the boys. So I thought that was
so really cool. Props to the fan project brains and minds.
Yes. Yeah. And not only that, dahil siguro natuwa masyado si Hanbin, he decided na mag-encore ng B-Day. And I was so, I'm like, I was dragging
again?
My feet. I'm like, he's so tired.
Meron akong R18, yung parang the sex was so good. Pwede mo to i-cut, by the way. The sex was so good. And you want a repeat. Pero not in 5 minutes after. But then, you know, when someone wants it again, another round, you can't say no. Exactly. That's how good.
Your body's saying yes, but your mind is saying no.
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, like, guys, don't follow R. Kelly.
I know, right?
But Bump and Grind... It's a song. It's a song.
Oh,
I mean, like R. Kelly is like, but Bump and Grind,
Ignition remix.
Yeah. Again, we dated ourselves.
A generation.
Okay.
So we did it again. Like, I'm so tired. Everyone still did it, of course.
Okay. And then, so the Rainbow Fan Project and then the Birthday Fan Project. And then our next top moment. is... Yeah.
I think magka-selfish do kasi ako, ito talaga yung kinontribute ko sa listahan. Han been cleaning his mouth. No, kasi I think, ano, well, of course, we've always been thirsty nunas. So, sa sari ako, syempre, of course, he's my bias. So, talagang tititigan ko siya, like, forever. Like, almost, like, 90%. Siya lang tititigan ko. So, yun lang, I have to say, kasi, ano lang, very coy talaga siya. Of course, he knows his appeal. So, talagang may times talaga na, nandun pa siya sa side natin. So, I'm, like, so happy he cleaned this mic by the hem of his shirt or something.
Yeah.
Pero, syempre, of course, like, he's doing it nonchalantly. Mm-hmm. Pero, fair, of you course, know, you know naman.
He has an effect.
Yeah. Like, he knows he what it does. Yeah. So, I'm like, oh my God. So yamat niya yung hem ng shirt niya while cleaning it. And I'm like,
Grabby hands.
Yeah. So, yun lang. Just have to say that. Yun lang.
Speaking of skin exposure, I think you in charge for that leg was June, right?
I think so.
He showed his hands. So,
yeah, he showed his.
Yeah. But the thing is, in Taiwan, Bobby, Hanbin, and June showed all their abs.
I think if we shouted, like, louder.
Yeah.
If we requested, with all the screams, and with all the crazy.
And the other theory...
They would have really given.
And the other theory was, well, Hanbin was there. And then the Kramer girls.
Therefore, medyo art. Medyo bawal mag-art.
May pagka PG tayo.
Yeah. So,
yun din.
So, yun. But yeah, those little subtle things. I mean, you can say it's a different, different appeal. Like, Hanbin actually doing it. Like,
and this was, like, during his yellow aviator glasses lang. Na for me, like, oh my God, super looks cool in him. Kaya talagang, grabe yung, yung dala niya sa akin.
And then, Bobby always wearing that, like, sleeveless shirt na parang kita yung side.
May tawag doon, but I forget. Yeah.
Not always. Side either. Boob showing. That always kind of, is attractive. So.
Yeah. So, thank you, PDNim, for that wonderful contribution.
Yeah.
In fairness,
just have to say.
So the next one is actually very short but sweet.
Mm.
When they shouted all together, "We love you,"
without the mic.
That's after during the encore, na, because they're all wearing.
It was after the rainbow.
Because they're all wearing white, na.
Yes, they're wearing the concert shirt. Yeah, it was Bobby's idea, wasn't it?
I
can't remember. So like,
because I think it was during that time. So when B.I. and Bobby did the battle between like the left side and the right side.
That was a fun one too.
The one who lost would have to shout, "I love you." Without the microphone.
Yeah.
And I think Bobby lost, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Bobby
lost
for
hour. We were
team
Hanbin, right?
No, we're team Bobby.
We were Bobby. We were Hanbin.
We were
Hanbin.
We were team Bobby because I'm a Bobby boy.
Hanbin assigned you to be on his team. You don't say no.
Okay. Ayun. So, yeah, I remember Bobby lost.
Yeah.
So he screamed, "I love you," to the fans.
Wait, didn't he do Aegyo? Or am I mixing up Taiwan?
No, they did.
They did also.
They didn't do
anything. That wasn't their punch.
He screamed. Okay. So, and then after that, that's where the idea came from. All of the boys will scream, "We love you," from the extended stage.
Without the mic.
And then they had to ask us to really shut up.
Because
everyone was shouting crazy. Diba? Nagsisitahan na, gumagano-gano na doon. As in, there was an audible...
We really whipped for Hanbin. Like... We will do whatever he says.
I mean,
he's a leader.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, there was actually like 5 seconds of silence. And then they counted. Hana, Dulce,
"We love you!" That was sweet.
Did they do that in other stops? Or?
Not all of them. Always just like one person. Ganyan. Yeah, if I remember correctly.
I think they're too happy with the rainbow.
Yeah. And didn't they do a group hug? On stage, or is this the another leg? At the back of the
satin.
Like, I think they did.
Sa Manila.
That was cute.
I think during that time, I was looking at June, like, "Come on, June, hug them."
Nothing.
Like, June, come on. Hug your bros.
in fairness si Kuya. Yeah. Papilit pa ng konti.
Yeah. Kasi ngayon minimension yung nga parang yun na para nagpapatahimik tayo ni Hanbin. Kasi sobrang conscious din, I think, yung mga Pinoy iconics. Ito, nakita ko na rin to in Twitter, like leading up to it nga na the previous one was yes. the Singapore leg.
Yes.
And I think there was an incident din there na talagang...
too many phones.
Yeah, too many phones. Yeah, and tapos parang tipong...
Everyone's pushing forward.
Yeah. So hindi lang siya yung typical na sinabihan sila. Mukhang talaga may konting annoyance na talaga on the part.
Nag-exert siya ng leader effort.
Parang on the part of Hanbin na hindi na siya yung typical na, guys, put your phones on the levels. So I think the Filipino iconics then were like, let's not let that happen this time around. So talagang, marami to sumunod.
Super.
As in, may mga fan cams na talagang sinabi na ibaba.
Yeah.
Tagal namatay yun.
Yeah, like, oh, ibaba mo raw.
Ibaba mo raw. Namatay talaga yung fan cam. Ay, wala fan cam. Tapos na yung video. Yeah. Wow, talaga yung sinabihan nila.
Yeah.
In the, I think it was, I don't know if it's the encore or the second half, yung Don't Let Me Know na song.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang konti nung fan cam doon.
Uh-oh.
Because that was the one where Hanbin specifically said na parang, put down your phone.
Yeah, we want to
this.
See your faces.
Oh, that's parang Bobby was saying pa na, pointing at the other cameras, na this is all being recorded naman, so just have fun. Yeah. And like, drop, put down your phones. And true enough, like, madami talaga.
Nagpatay, diba? Tapos may mga times, and like, yun na, during the mga in-between daldalan. Mm-hmm. And then, Hanbin kasi rarely din talaga speaks a lot during those times. And then, ako naman as usual, since I'm always looking at him. So, parang, makikita mo talaga na he's really observing people and like, maybe judging us or something. He really gives off that vibe. So, talagang may aim to please talaga yung mga people I call it. Parang, oh my God, when you mentioned na yung sinabi na tumahimik. Kasi sigaw na sila.
May gumaganan talaga. Sobrang funny.
So funny.
I love being bossed around at a concert. I never thought I'd enjoy it.
Like, Hanbin can boss me around anytime.
Anywhere.
Anytime. Mr. Kim will see you now.
That's like, so wow. Okay, so how many have we tried chatting now? So we have the rainbow.
I think we five.
Did we really have five?
We had like a laundry list.
Do like member thing. Moments.
Okay,
like
member moments.
Like, the Chad who looked at us.
I'm
claiming this.
Yes. 11-11-18
no, kasi, kasi during the sound check, I think someone did like a hand gesture towards him. I'm not sure how do you... Two hands, tas nakapoint lang one finger each towards that person?
Yeah. The other is extended and the other
very
is short.
Very closer.
Parang kang nag-ano ng bow and arrow.
Yes.
Pero nakaturo ka. You're the man! Parang ganun. So someone did that to him during the sound check and he reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
So I am like, actually, hindi ko lang kung consciously ko rin siya naalala. But there was a time when Chan Woo was in our area.
Towards the end.
Yeah, and then I remembered it for some reason and I did it. And then he did it. But on the way from Chan Woo to PD Nim, Dane is in between us, and Dane
was the recipient, quote unquote.
Dane really felt that it was for
him. He was totally looking at
her.
Me, but maybe he was looking past me.
Yeah.
I was not doing anything. Yeah. I was probably waving my hands.
She was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, shut up, girl, I'm the one who did that. It was for me.
Yeah, it was for her. To be honest. Sorry, Dane. Yeah. I'm with PD Nim on this.
In my head. It was also for me.
Like, I remember again before in the Big Bang concert, and I'm like, top, like, did a heart or something, and I got so giddy. I thought it was for me.
There was
this girl
with a tablet.
Yeah, with a tablet.
Yeah, I remember it. And I was like, thank you, girl.
So I also had a Dane moment in Big Bang. Like I thought,
I also had a Dane moment in that moment.
Like I got super killing. I thought Top was like shooting hearts at me, but it's the girl
behind. The girl behind us.
Not for you, girl.
It was hard enough to have a tablet.
It was for someone else.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so thank you, Chanu.
So thank you, Chanu. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thank you. I'm owning it by association.
But I have to say, Dane was so excited.
I really felt that. That's my follow-up at the Mexicana fan site. I really also felt like he waved at us. Anyway, that's just my Delulu mind.
By the
way, Chanu is a baby, period. But he's my favorite baby.
for me, I can say, dun sa Mexicana fan sign, walang moments si Chanu. He was waving, like, to everyone.
Wow. Thanks. So, why you burst my bubble like this? You should just share it. The way I shared PD Nim's moment.
Wow, thank you.
But yeah. Okay, yeah, yes, Chanu. Oh, well, another year. Thing with Chanu, though, is sobrang lakas ng screams for yeah, him. Like, he's yeah. pretty popular he's in the really Philippines. Popular. So, which I thought was yeah. really nice.
Actually, for me, like, ito in general, talaga, for Pinoy K-pop fans, of course, you get a hint of who are the most popular ones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Pero in terms of the treatment nila on a per-member basis, sobrang full support talaga.
Yeah, yeah.
So, even with other K-pop groups. So, mm-hmm. even, minsan nagugulat ako na para I know na ito na yung one of the lesser popular mm-hmm. ones. Pero yung level of screams talaga, yeah. matindi talaga.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's just like because baka sikat lang din siya sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. No, I really felt na parang they're just full support
for everyone.
Whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ano. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think na feel din ata ni Chanu. Oh, I mean, yeah. I think nagulat din
siya. Oh, remember the Chanix actually gave him the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm so happy.
In the fan cam, when they did Best Friend, and Hanbin was his partner, diba?
Yeah.
And then he did that 1, 2, 3. And then Hanbin was so surprised na parang Chanu was super animated. You're so cute.
I think he also got a yellow.
He did.
So I mean, like it's one of the although because actually pinapanood masyado yung mga concert footages in other stops or stuff like that. So I don't know then kung ano yung level of fan service that Chanu gives. But for me, may pagka significant that he also endeavored to get one.
It was yellow. A different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yun.
And I really felt na malakas yung screams.
Yeah.
He's one of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
So that's for Baby Chanu.
That's Baby Chanu. He's still a baby. Oh my god. He's been looking really like grown up in the past pictures. I'm still in denial. Anyway.
Hintayin lang natin.
He's a baby. PD Nim over here though is super excited. I'm not, I can't. He's a baby.
Oh, who's next on our list?
Well, we put Jinan.
Yeah, Jinan. Oh, Jinan.
Of course.
And then Iconics, the PH Iconics best friend. Unicorn best friend Jinan. Yeah. Bakit siya ang best friend ng Philippine Iconics?
The adopted son.
The adopted son, practically. Uh-huh. He's like, it's my city, yo.
Yeah.
He's so adorable.
Ang nakakatawa doon, taga Davao City siya. Hindi siya taga Manila City. But then,
we'll
you know.
We will take it.
We will not even try to burst this bubble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, grabe, I think the Jinan fans there, super ROI with him.
Yeah,
grabe. I mean, apart from the fact na magaling naman talaga siya mag-English, pero in terms of, hindi na talaga masyado dominated by Bobby in terms of the English conversation.
Right.
Kasi talagang Jinan pulled his
way.
I think nag-usap na rin talaga sila. And then when they saw nga na ang lakas ng payoff nung about Jinan being in the Philippines before.
Yeah.
And he milked it.
He totally milked it.
As in, this is my moment.
And we're not complaining.
Super, we're not complaining at all.
That was so adorable. And he even talked about his experience. That's like his favorite barbecue place. Parang, like, so cute. I mean, it was adorable. And then he was the unicorn. I think it was the only time. I don't know. I can't remember any other. People were like comparing it nga to, I mean, obviously Dara is also well loved in the Philippines, so parang, medyo similar.
Yeah, parang ganun yung nangyari, to be honest, time na yun.
Yung isa pang memorable dun, yung nung nag-Tagalog siya, nung sa radio show.
Sakit ako chan.
Inulit niya yun.
Oh, yeah.
Parang, it never gets old, you know, for Iconics. It's always like, benta lagi sa Iconics
Like Junis when I was
Okinawa. Exactly. That's like both on the same level.
Yes.
So that's great. Jinan. We already had Hanbin, the microphone. The microphone cleaning Hanbin.
Well, his Dot Day performance. Oh! I mean, it's always fire.
See, Dot Day was always cool, but that was great.
Like, I remember in one of our podcasts, I chose Dot Day over 10 Day.
I know.
It's because of that moment.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was really good.
He just... the way he sat on the chair in the beginning,
He deserved
his royal highness.
And I think I screamed the fuck would be part. Because I know he's
Like,
oh, yeah. Me too. I'm like, consent. Yeah, because myself,
I
know. Whatever.
Yeah, because I'm not. I'm sure that he's not gonna do it. Because
right? Hanbyul was there.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, I'll do it for you. Oh my god, yeah.
So
next member,
Yunyoung.
Yunyoung, yeah.
Oh, the yeah, the fan, the
Shigao,
the Shigao,
and people really screamed, and they're all shocked.
Yeah. I remember his face. There was a like, fan, oh my god, cam, yeah. That he did say so. Ano yan? Iconic Shigao. Tapos nung sumigaw na yung iconics para sa.
Tsaka yung mukha ta
even
ganyan.
The other boys.
Like, he didn't even contain his surprise.
His surprise.
As in, oh my god, what's happening? Oh my god. I can't imagine though, kasi yeah, again we're exposed, like ako, I'm exposed to like the screaming Pinoy K-pop people talaga. Mm-hmm. So parang, I mean, like I've been, for example, again to a Big Bang concert and I literally cannot hear the Big Bang
yes.
anymore.
Yeah,
that
first,
level.
That, yeah,
so, parang,
that first concert was wild.
I cannot hear anything. Like what which song are we in now? Ganong level. So
yeah.
Sobrang lakas ng screams. So no, during that time. Sure, major scream tayo. Pero for me, from what I'm hearing, it's the scream. So parang ngayon, oh, so talagang ganun ba kalakas? Or hindi din sila sanay na ganun kalakas? Kasi nga, first time in Manila, iniisip ko yun, is it a thing? Or
maybe they
or
didn't
maybe
know what
if,
to expect.
If we try yeah. to look at like the concerts that we went to abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Like for example,
well, yeah.
Singapore.
Even Taiwan
wasn't like
that,
no?
Was super...
And lalo na naman yung Japan. The Japan one was
yeah.
really calm.
Yeah.
So I think the Manila
okay,
concert was really
yeah.
like wild.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
Mm. So they would have been surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Na amazed talaga siya sa atin. No
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. And then I remember nga him and Jinan parang trying to see who was more handsome. Mm. And then they based on the cheers. Obviously,
yeah.
Jinan won.
Yeah.
Hello.
So but I scream for Yunyoung, ha?
But I scream for Yunyoung.
Oh,
also.
I scream for Yunyoung. Pero sabi ko nga, parang ako, homies,
yeah,
homies ni Jinan.
Sorry,
na
yeah.
Sorry. This is Jinan's turf.
Yeah. Bobby?
Bobby is
Bobby?
Like...
Wala, nag-English siya.
It was my
but
first
the 10
time.
Day,
yeah.
10 Day was like...
10 Day was...
Oh my
grabe,
god.
Feel na feel.
Feel
na
feel niya. When I saw him like really gripping the mic, and I'm like, oh my god! Like,
Pao,
meron
na
naman ako R18
you were
moment,
like enthralled, Pao. I mean, you didn't know anyone when 10 Day was performing. I remember seeing you.
As in like...
like, amazing. Like, under
I, okay, I have to say that I can't even... I can't... Ganun ako eh. Like, if I get
yes.
so excited, I can't remember.
Yes, ganun kayo with your other bias in the other band. I remember. I will make you pick later.
So,
describe mo muna.
So, nung moment na yon, I remember, nung lumabas na siya, I wasn't even prepared for 10 Day. I was actually prepared for, like, the Show Me the Money.
Yeah, kasi yung previous up at that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, nung tumugtog na yung 10 Day, wala na. I can't
remember.
I really can't remember. Na, okay. Tas, I remember, I posted it in my Instagram na, I had this video all this time, and I can't remember taking it. It was a 10 Day video. So, parang ako, okay. So, hindi ko maalala. Tas, one and only, I remember perfectly.
Yes.
I remember how amazing it was. Yeah. But for 10 Day, I really can't remember. Unless papanoorin ko ulit yung kinuha kong video. That's it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can't remember.
Grabe. I remember.
I was stressed out, yeah.
And I remember PD them saying, grabe, parang feel na talaga.
Oh,
walang
na lang talaga.
Walang
na lang talaga mag-strip siya doon.
I know.
Ganun.
Oh, hindi kasi talaga. Yung, I remember.
It was,
feel
yeah.
mo yung tension eh. The way he held
yeah,
the
grips,
mic.
Kinikilig ako.
Tapos talaga, kasi kaya na-closed in din yung guess half body sa screen, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Kita mo, dude, yung veins sa throat.
Ay,
and I'm like,
oh
so,
my
I'm
God.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Namamura ako. Ako nagmura naman ako kanina. Yeah. Oh, as in, yun. Amazing.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah. That time kasi, I've heard 10 Day, pero I don't listen to it a lot.
Yeah.
More. So, when he sang it, I'm like, oh my god, as in this song.
It was my first time to hear it live, and I was like,
yeah.
I was really blown away.
So. Yeah.
Blown away that I can't remember.
Yeah. Just
so,
the
yeah.
feeling. You remember the feeling.
Oh, stressed out talaga. Feeling ko yun yung, if I had like a combat back then, yun yung, di ba, while everyone was doing that,
yeah.
ako feeling ko parang hawa ko lang yung combat ko. No, parang,
having a moment.
I'm having a moment also. So,
to digress a little bit, you've had these moments with your other biases, and you know the one in particular I'm talking about. Because it also happened in Manila.
Oo nga, yeah. So, huwag din natin itago, okay lang naman.
Okay.
So, si Chen.
This was exo...
Grabe.
Lucian?
Exolution. Because the Chen one was really unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Pero naaalala ko siya.
Okay.
I remember I had to run towards the ledge and like extend my camera. And like, oh my god,
yeah. Sobrang lapit niya, no?
So during that time, as in talang walang kakilala din si Pao.
Wala din.
I mean like,
wala.
Tabi.
Yun, nag-transform ko lang ako doon. Yeah, wow. Parang, yeah. Walang magulo! Ate girl!
Tabi.
And then, I remember when I was taking that, sa kashet, pag narinig ko yung sarili ko after, feeling ko pagsisisihan ko. And true enough. yung video ko na yun, wala akong ibang narinig na kundi, Chen! Chen!
Oh my God!
Nakakahiya. Oo. For my own consumption. Pero yung 10 day talaga, wala talaga akong maalala.
Oh.
Hindi ko talaga maalala. As in, nung nagsascan na lang ako, even, alam ko nag-perform siya ng 10 day, but I just felt like it's an out-of-the-body
experience. I was just gonna say, mukha ka din gano'n, na parang, yeah. Trans. You were in trance.
Yeah.
You were under Bobby's spell.
Yeah, I think that's the best,
So, way between to describe Chen it. And Bobby, oh, wala.
And Bobby.
Buti naman, pinili mo na siya ngayon.
What?
Versus our previous podcast.
Oo nga!
Umamin ka na
rin. Tagal. Tagal, ha?
Yeah, so, yes. Bobby wins.
Then Bobby,
Donghyuk.
Donghyuk.
I remember, talagang magaling siya sumayaw.
Yeah.
That's actually the standout for me.
The body waves.
The body waves, the... And ano to ah, there's no particular song. He performed the beginning until the end.
Every time,
So he's laced. And I remember, he was also talking in English.
Yeah, I remember like when he was saying that he's so appreciative. Because we're like, this is our first time here, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, oh my God,
that was his feel.
Super habang English.
And his English is sexy. Like, it's cute.
I know!
But also sexy. Yeah,
I know. Kaya siguro din nagulat tayo sa kanya during the Japan leg.
Like, oh my gosh, grabe siya, no?
Hindi siya ganon.
Like, Dong Yung.
Hindi siya ganon.
Hindi siya ganon. The emancipation of Dong. Yeah.
The Dong Yuk that we saw in Osaka
is
way different than the Dong Yuk we saw in Manila.
Medyo nag-transform.
Nag-transform siya. Grabe. Yeah. Oh my gosh, naalala ko siya ngayon.
Diba? Like, kuya.
Grabe, I don't know what happened.
Pero, I really believe, like, Donghyuk can be the cute one when during the ments.
Yeah.
Pero, pag performance, siya yung tipong best.
He goes all out.
Come on. Siya yun. He had blonde hair back then pa.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Medyo, kitang-kita mo si kuya from the stage.
Yeah.
May Junet. Ano ba Junet?
Wala.
So, honestly,
actually, wala.
What I realized, and this is from Taiwan and Manila, parang, gosh, the way talaga that the effect he had on me in Taiwan was, he looked like a douche. And he, in Manila, he also looked like a douche. Na parang, I know I'm hot, I'm gonna look really good on stage. I don't care what you think, I'm doing it for myself, and you can look. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm gonna look. Okay, like, you are gorgeous, and parang ganun, parang there's a distance. So, and people were saying then apparently there's something off with him talaga in Manila that night. But I don't know what. It must have been like the whole issue. Or, like,
during
that. It was still a thing.
Yeah.
But I think he also really gives off that vibe talaga na he knows he's hot. So, medyo may douchey vibe siya na.
Sangga na. May pagkasangga na talaga ng konti
siya. Or like tsundere ng konti.
Ah,
okay, hot dog. Except for when they're in Japan, because I guess, he's like the hammy one in Japan. Parang sobrang kengkoy niya in
Japan. Mabenta si kuya sa mga Japanese.
Yeah, people. But then like the English-speaking countries, parang he's like the silent one who's
when
gorgeous,
I was,
but like you can't okay now. Away from. Ganon. Uh-huh. So,
na-okray daw kasi siya dun sa when I was Okinawa. So, no-no siya sa English. Japanese na lang daw.
We'll see in the next rounds, because now he's been watching like Quentin Tarantino movies and listening to Bob Dylan. Parang, so we'll see how his English improves.
Fairness to Django Unchained.
I know.
It's good job for choosing a really nice film. So yun, did we forget anyone? I'm scared that we covered.
Yeah,
everyone.
I'm scared that I think we covered it.
Yeah. Okay. I remember nung natapos na yung concert, we were hoping for another encore.
Encore, yeah.
Yeah, but then...
And of course, what song were we expecting for them to sing?
Okay, so like, this is their first time in Manila. So I was like hoping talaga na, for old time's sake,
yes.
for them to perform Climax.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like... Yeah, they did
it. We were screaming at the top of our lungs.
Yeah, it was a weird thing to say.
Actually, tinitingnan tayo ng mga katabi natin na parang, why are you screaming Climax? Yeah. Like, of all the songs.
I was like, half hoping everyone would be screaming it. Just cause
I know.
Well, not really surprised. Was admittedly, I think, at least for the Filipino fandom, like, iconics. Like, of course, there are iconics na... during the early days of Icon. But definitely when Love Scenario was the one. Happened, saka din dumami na din talaga yung iconics in the Philippines.
Right.
So now, like, for example, they know of Climax, but yung level of affinity nila to the song may not be the same compared to those like us who were there nung mga early days na, especially during our time wherein ongoing pa yung win.
Yeah,
talagang this might be their only song.
The parang, uncertainty.
Yeah, parang this might be their only song, and oh my God, it's a freaking good song. Alam mo yung kaya iba yung affinity natin towards that song.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, we don't know what will happen.
Brings back a lot of like memories.
Yeah, exactly. So like, tayong tatlo, we heard Climax na before. But of course, it's a different thing than like even if they haven't been performing it lately.
Yeah.
I was half hoping, well, I was super hoping that they'll do it in the Manila leg. Kasi nga, it's the first time they've been
there. Yeah.
So they haven't performed it.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I know naman, Icon is always ready.
With can, anything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, Hanbin can do that, rap, like, on the fly, diba?
Oh my God.
Kaya nga, I was thinking, na dapat, ito yung next level of, since magaling naman mag-fan chant yung mga tao, magaling na rin sila mag-fan projects, dapat kailangan meron na din yung concerted effort doon sa pagsigaw nung gusto mong apart from the chants of the song, like yung mga chants lang, tsaka mga chants na yung gusto nating gawin nila.
Yan nga.
So parang, we'll bully one member to also dance, ganyan.
Or bully one member to show their abs.
So I think yun yung, hindi pa masyadong nag-catch on, na parang hindi pa ganun kabilis. Like, you know na it would happen like in a small, pero hindi, it doesn't catch on like with the entire venue. Kung gusto ko talaga na everyone would like shout Climax or like chant Climax at, I don't know, during the encore or after the last song or something like that.
They won't be able to say no.
na natin yung maipit na talaga sila.
I was in sa atin.
Bigyan na natin.
Eh, sabi ko parang, oh my God, kung malaki akong, of course, ang galing na ng mga fan clubs ngayon. Mm. Pero kung ako, na selfish ako, na fan club officer, I would designate one person per section.
Oh my God.
To have like
to harass everyone.
No, like have a paper. And just like for their section, like show it to the people in their section and just tell them to start chanting Climax.
No,
Climax! It's like all sections, like one person per section.
Grabe.
To have that paper, just say like chant Climax or something para ma-pressure sila to perform Climax. Kaya yun, pero tututo talaga tayo. Kailangan talaga sa end of each tour talaga. That's where they really go. I mean, in terms of the lineup, yun na talaga yung tipong dalawang encores.
Yeah. So, but they didn't sing it in the Japan one, right?
No.
They didn't.
No, they didn't do it. Yeah, because it's
Japan. Yeah.
But I mean,
they did it in Korea.
But in the Hong Kong leg, did they do it?
No,
they
didn't. Korea lang talaga.
Ah, Korea lang talaga. Yeah. So yun na talaga yung last one.
In Taiwan, they did Long Time No See, at least. So that was I think they did Just Another Boy in Hong Kong. Or somewhere. So parang,
So yun nga, parang yung mga Team B days sana na, well, of course you have yung
Shinoshija.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Shinoshija. I mean, so parang yung mga Team B moments. Or if I'm really super selfish, because winner performed the night before. Like November 10th, and I was like super selfish. I'm like, mom, hit me. Like, let's have Mino in.
Oh my gosh.
That's
yun
yung
ultimate.
Yeah, because there was a Japan tour. I think the Dome tours.
They did it.
Mino traveled with them. Because they were promoting Mob
during that time. But they didn't arrive at the same time, right? I mean, Winner and Icon during that time. So, but before, like early on, we're like, oh my god, so Winner and Icon would be like back to back during that weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, what if Bobby goes to Winner concert and then Lionel goes to Icon concert. And then the perform hit me.
They should do that. But people will be forced to buy.
For both, right?
Yeah.
Although, you know, we're pretty full.
We're already pretty full. Yeah.
Like, we're like brimming. Like, it's literally a fire hazard. As in, that concert was.
Yeah, because I remember Happy opened like the SRO last minute also for the general admission.
Yes.
I mean, like,
and it was really crazy.
Yeah, and there were still people outside.
Like, right. Dude, like, VIP standing. The original dimensions of the VIP standing was extended.
Yeah.
So just na yung walkway.
Oh, I remember because when we entered for the sound check, the walkway was literally like for one person.
To think that like for example, VIP standing, number one, ang mahal ng VIP standing.
Yeah.
As number two, syempre, yung real estate mo, you can afford more like as opposed to seats na wala kang magawa kasi
you're bounded to that.
So imagine mo na area. Naubos mo yun.
Yes.
Lahat may SRO.
Yes.
I think GA SRO got opened the day itself.
The minutes before, during the afternoon,
they just opened GA SRO because people don't care. They just wanted.
They just want to be part of it.
Like, dude, if I was in GA SRO, B Day would have looked amazing.
I know. Like,
props to those who are actually up there.
I mean, like, I guess sorry for those who weren't able to make it. Pero grabe talaga that concert was grabe. And people were clamoring pa outside.
So yun yung masakit.
As far as clamoring to get in pa from outside. So just imagine like super full capacity.
Wild. But again, if you think about like all the stars lined up for that night talaga, na they can't do a day two because they were touring in a way with Winner.
Yeah.
So it's always just a back to back thing.
Yeah.
So. And then daming tao talaga.
I think kapag nag-back to back si Icon, it dapat back to back din si Winner. That's always the case.
And I don't think they can extend talaga because they were running to the next.
Yeah, I think so.
Parang I think they use the same setup para cost efficient. Like, right. Actually, YG's really smart that way. Na parang two bands touring and you have the same setup.
Yeah, I think same staff.
Same staff. Although I think naging issue yon in Indonesia because nga. They were limited by the venue because it was for both bands. Pero super full din na yung Icon. And sobrang dami talaga yung hindi nakapasok. It was dangerous. Because it was a small venue.
Mm.
And because they were considering the size of both groups. Mm. I suppose, I'm not sure. So parang, yun.
So. I guess Paul got surprised in terms of the turnout.
Yeah.
Sa mga maligong suggestion to my friend, wala pa daw siyang pera. And I'm like, yeah, hindi naman yung masasold out.
Dude.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Are you in this?
What happened? Like, I didn't realize na, I mean, I know there are fans.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wow.
No idea.
mayaman po palang mga Icon.
I think it was a common sentiment kasi the day that nag-anniversary yung ticket selling this year, parang people were recounting their memories of how they bought their tickets. Yeah. And everyone was saying, we didn't think that it would be crazy.
Yeah.
We didn't think we'd be able to get tickets. But
so, guys, alam nyo na.
Yeah.
The next time that they're
next
here,
pumila
na kayo. Because it will really get sold out.
So, that one set a high bar talaga.
Super. Yeah.
It's actually quite difficult to top, to be honest.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm quite scared. Because if they come back the next time, they might expect the same energy, and I hope that we deliver.
I think we will.
I know, right?
I really hope that we deliver. Yeah.
And I'm not being vain on this, pero I have a feeling talaga na naalala talaga nila. I mean, for some reason, I really felt na they would remember their time here.
Jinan at least.
Jinan will remember, and he will make others remember.
Yes, exactly.
I believe so.
I remember us saying after that concert, parang our first opinion of the Japan tour, right? It's like, let's not watch it na muna, just because, syempre, you're coming off of such a high, and you're gonna have such high expectations for the next concerts, na parang it might not meet their, you know, standards. Exactly. So it took us a while to decide na.
Now we're going to
let's
Japan.
Watch Japan. Because, I was just too happy off of that. Then, parang, okay. I'm fine.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to top that. So good luck, guys.
And because of that concert, we opened up Stan accounts.
Freaking
podcast. I didn't think.
Actually,
we,
yeah, 11/11 is actually the reason why.
Yeah, we would never. I would never have
I mean, we were iconics before, but I mean, like, yung the usual fans. I mean,
I'm not this deep, man.
I never did something for like this for SHINee, for EXO. I didn't. So, yeah, it was life-changing.
And it was at a point where I was kind of ready na rin to parang let go of K-pop in a bit. Just
yeah!
So I'm like,
but then here you are!
Here I am! That's another thing. Like, I was saying na parang before the Icon concert, I was like, I think this might be my last K-pop concert. Because I'm done with it. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my god, how wrong I was. Oh my god, here I am.
And
like,
with all the merch.
Two lights, two combats. Like, what can I use two combats for? Like, my gosh, I don't even know.
Yeah, so I was already ready. Like, I had my heyday. Like, I was an iconic na.
Diba?
I mean, we're fans. We like them.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, even when, I mean, we know their songs, but when Love Scenario came around, we're like, yeah, Love Scenario.
It wasn't my favorite.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, it's not my also. Favorite song as well. We're like, oh, okay, so, like, it really caught on in Korea, apparently. Yeah. Blah, blah. And then when Rubber Band came out, that's what I'm like, man. Guys, we haven't been paying attention to the videos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think there was a time, like, we're all so busy.
I know, and I was like, oh,
I mean, like, we're also
life,
had our, like, we're really off that age where, like, okay, like,
life is already catching up.
Life will get in the way of your fan.
Right.
Yeah.
It
so,
just happens. You let it happen.
So, yeah. So, like, we love them, but, like, in terms of how.
We also loved other things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when Roar Band came in, guys, I think we haven't been paying attention. And then we saw it, like, oh my god, it's a good song. Like, of course, all Icon songs are good. Yeah. So we're like, okay. And then we're like, oh, they're going here, finally.
No,
so
there was also, like, Icon TV.
Yeah, and there was Icon TV.
But that's even weird. Like, see, I didn't do it first because I watched Icon TV super late.
We were watching it.
Yeah. You two were the ones. And I was
We were watching it, like,
but I mean, I watched Icon TV, but do we talk about it?
Briefly. You would.
So
you would.
Unlike before that we... Diba,
oh my gosh. For EXO.
Yeah,
what was the show?
For EXO Showtime.
Yeah.
So we used to go, like, here.
Yeah,
in
we'd watch together. And, like,
Acorn,
wait for it to come.
Like, it's a viewing party.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
like,
for Icon TV, we're
parang,
very contented with,
parang,
like, just watch.
Yeah, just chill out.
At your own time.
Yeah. And then we're like, oh, they're coming here, finally! Okay, let's buy. Then I'm telling people, it's okay, it won't get sold out! Oh my god, I'm so out of touch.
Oh
I'm so out.
That was like...
Marami na talaga silang pera. So.
And then here we are, with a podcast.
I also blame din pala my jet lag. Because that was a time na parang... My UK trip, I watched Icon TV because I was traveling alone. And then I was jet lagged after. So I rewatched Who Is Next and Mix and Match, and then there's so much new content about them, so, like, I fell into a rabbit hole. I have no regrets. I'm still there. I'm still in that.
Yeah, so now we're here.
So it's funny how that turned out.
Yeah.
So it's been a year.
So it's been
a year.
So there.
Yeah.
So wow. So
wow.
Many
so
memories.
How long will this take? How long will I edit this?
And here PD Nim said that she will try to regulate us.
I know.
But
we need more organized.
Yeah, and I told that, like, we'll have a timer. But yeah,
where's the timer? Okay.
Yeah.
To be honest, 2018 and 2019 were challenging for the three of us, but in fairness, masarap magbalik tanaw.
Yeah. Well,
know,
yeah.
After a year.
I think that concert turned around my 2018.
Yeah.
I was having a pretty weird year.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was a highlight of 2018.
Yeah. It was really a good highlight.
Yeah.
Like, it's a feel-good highlight. So, yeah. So, that's it.
So, those are our memories. Oh, they can leave voice messages, right?
Yeah. So, through Anchor, you can, if you have the Anchor app, or if you go to the website and you look for our podcast, you can actually leave a voice message.
Yeah. Because if you just feel the need to also, like, word vomit the way we did about our experience.
Yes.
For,
it doesn't have to be
in
English.
Manila.
It could be in Tagalog.
For sure,
we understand Tagalog,
like,
very
let
well.
Out all your feels. And let us know if we have permission to post it. We can, I don't know, maybe we can
compile
something.
We can feature, and true enough, and Dane received a message regarding
Hi, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Hello, Kimmy. Thanks for listening to us all the way from Canada.
Yeah.
And sending us a voice message.
Yeah. Okay, so here it is from Kimmy.
Hi, girls. I just wanted to say that I really like your podcast. and it rocks. I love listening to you guys talk about Icon and the merchandises that they have, and I agree, you need money to actually be able to have all the things that you need to have. It's so nice to actually hear people talk about the same interest that you have. It's so nice just hearing you guys, and it feels like I have someone that's there to understand me. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for doing this podcast thing, and hope you guys do more. Look forward to more. Have fun. Bye.
Yay! Thank you. We would love to get more of that. And honestly, do it for yourself as well, because not everyone has sounding boards like we do about your freak out moments in Nikon and Manila. So if you just wanna share
and
let it out to the universe, let it out in our
and also
anchor.
And also for posterity, I mean, it's something that you can also look back to and like remember, like, oh my god, I've been saying all these things. Like this podcast. Like,
yeah, we will look back
years
at this
from now we'll be like, what the hell?
Yeah. When we're K-pop Ajumas.
Yeah.
Ajuma fans. And then, what did I do?
Yeah. So that's it. And we just want to thank you for listening, to continuously listening to our podcast.
Yay.
In fairness, guys, ang laki na ng fan base natin. May listeners na tayo sa Pakistan.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I love it!
It's so random. But yeah, we do have
Filipino
listeners.
Filipino!
I guess so. I guess so.
Filipino
from
Pakistan? Wow!
Yeah, dun sa statistics, you would see like random countries.
Wow.
Hit a pow and beam. Like, where are you from?
Where are you from? Let us know. Where are you from?
We want to know your demographics.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
Let us know and just tweet us and give us a shout out or something para we can also give you one while recording a podcast.
Funnily enough, this is going to be our
11.
Yes, this is episode 11.
Did we do that on purpose?
No, but I also realized it the other day when I was...
The stars
aligned. Yes, episode 11.
So,
thank you again for listening to Connie's podcast. So we'll see you
in the next episode.
Bye! Bye.